Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beat buzzing with you today with Kent Backus of NCBA, talking trade with Europe. Back with Kent in just a moment.
Cattlemen, want a little more innovation? Pour it on. How about a little more convenience? Pour it on. And just plain old easy to use? Pour it on. Introducing new Banamine Transdermal. It's the first FDA-approved pour-on of its kind. And it's easy, easy, easy. New Banamine Transdermal from Merck Animal Health. Pour it on. Talk to your veterinarian or visit BanaminTD.com.
Mark your calendar for the annual Angus production sale of Express Ranches. We like to call it the big event. It'll be happening the 17th and 18th of August at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. More than 600 head of top females will be selling. You can attend the sale live, or you can check out SuperiorClickToBid.com and Dish Network Satellite 232, the Cowboy Channel. For more information, call Express Ranches 800-664-3977 or go to ExpressRanches.com. It's been a few weeks since President Trump stood at the White House in the Rose Garden with the head of the European Union and declared that the EU was going to come to the table and talk about a better trade arrangement with the United States, including opening up their markets in a bigger way to U.S. agricultural products. Kent Backus with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says that's good if the European Union will follow up on their promises to our president.
Europe is a notorious violator of WTO agreements, of all kinds of science-based trade terms. They want to place all of their restrictions on the rest of the world, and they are dedicated to doing that. They have blocked many attempts to broaden the use of science and trade and use objective trade standards. They have taken punitive action against countries in Africa and Latin America for supporting science-based trade. And so, you know, Europe really is a bad actor when it comes to the way they treat other countries. Mm-hmm. If you look at the U.S. specifically, I mean, we have a WTO decision against the European Union regarding hormones. I mean, that's a perfectly safe technology that's widely used throughout our industry. And yet Europe continues to violate that court order. And so,
and they have since the 80s and even early 90s.
You're talking about decades of violation from these guys. And so we were hopeful that under the previous administration, when they were negotiating the TTIP or the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership, it's basically like TPP, but for, you know, the Atlantic Ocean. We were hopeful that we were going to get a lot of these things addressed, but Europe does not want to negotiate on agricultural access. They surely don't want to negotiate on anything that would water down all of the restrictions that they have on technology and production, whether it's, you know, GMOs or hormones. These guys, they do not embrace science, no matter what they preach, and we've got to hold them accountable. So I think it's positive to see the administration saying, hey, you know, you want to talk and you don't want these car tariffs coming on, you're going to have to work with us on ag. And that's good. You know, we support, you know, taking a firm position with them because, like we said, we've used the WTO. It, you know, in Europe, who espouses all the benefits of the WTO, they pick and choose which decisions they want to live by. You can't just pick and choose the rules. The rules are the rules, and you're either going to play by them or you're not. And you're going to be held accountable or you're not. And President Trump is going to hold them accountable.
Of course, in the case of beef to Europe, we're even limited on the amount of never-ever beef that we send to them.
That's right. Even the compromise, the temporary agreement that we have, you know, which was made by our government in good faith to try to open that dialogue, Europe has been violating that too. They've been letting other people who were never parties to the WTO case, you know, countries like Argentina and Brazil and Australia, in Uruguay, all of these other countries who've been able to send duty-free all of their beef under a quota that was created for us, and to some extent the Canadians, but primarily for us. Well, if Europe has proven they're not going to be good trading partners, so you got to play hardball with them.
Kent Backus talking trade with the Europeans. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's Cowboys Helping Kids at the 2018 OCA Ranch Rodeo. New name, but the same great event going on at the Lazy E Arena, August 24th and 25th. The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association and presenting partner Ford invite you to watch working cowboys representing 12 Oklahoma ranches compete at the 34th OCA Ranch Rodeo. Once again, the event will benefit Children's Hospital Foundation, and with your help, OCA has donated $475,000 since 1997. The OCA Ranch Rodeo performances both nights at 7 o'clock. Tickets available at LazyE.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.